Thank you for calling customer service. The queue is speaking. How may I assist you?
Yes, I am trying to check out a charge on my, I believe it's my credit card.
Yes, ma'am. Could you provide me with your zip code to see if you have an account?
30306.
Thank you for that information. And could you provide me with your first and last name?
Carol Stuckey. I just got something from the bank that said the with the credit card that it had been declined, and I don't even recognize it. It says Easy Choice Mark or Market, or I don't know what that is.
Okay.
I'm hoping you can tell me.
Mm-hmm. Could you provide me with the correct spelling of your first and last name?
First is Carol. Second is Stuckey.
Okay, let's see. Was that the area code? I mean, that zip code? Was that
30306.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. It wasn't showing up with that, so let me just try your name. Okay, mm-hmm, that worked.
I have no idea what that is.
Can you verify your mailing address for me?
1076 North Virginia Avenue. Atlanta.
Okay, let's see. Have you recently moved or anything?
Nope. Okay. See, and I don't recognize what's going on with that either, other than I've got a company that actually has mailed me or charged me twice for some flashlights, which is a mess anyway, and I'm just wondering if this is tied into that that charge.
So let's see.
And I have nothing. I don't have any records to go back to because I don't remember any of it.
Okay, ma'am. So, Okay, how about this? Do you have the card that was charged?
Yes.
What is the last four digits of the of that card?
Why do you need that?
I'm trying to see something. I'm trying to see if, because there's an account here with your name, but it's not matching the address that I have. So if you could verify that this is your card that is on this account, then I could see if this is fraud.
Well, I'm not sure either, but you can't tell me what it included. I mean, what the charge
mm-hmm.
is for.
Yes, ma'am, I can, but see, okay, when I asked you to verify your address, it was because I needed to, before I could get into this account, I have to make sure it's you that I'm talking to. But that's why I asked you, did you move? Because when you provided the address, you know, it's for verification before I could give you any information.
Okay, let me ask you this. Let me ask you, is it 4575 Lawrenceville Highway, which is my business address?
Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am.
Is that where it was?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that answers that question. Now we've just got to figure out what it was.
Okay. I could give you that due to the fact that you did verify you verified the right address. But
right.
Yes, ma'am, it is
right.
The 4575 Lawrenceville Highway.
Okay.
Shows here that on 10/22, you paid $6.95 of shipping and handling for a product. What is that product? Let's see. Wireless.
Don't tell me a flashlight.
No, it says wireless mini pods and a
what?
Smart health watch. Let's see. Yeah, smart health watch.
I have no idea what that is.
Let's see, WMPDS. Yes, ma'am. This is for a smartwatch and some mini pods, ear pods.
I got the ear pods, but I don't. They're not $74.95.
It shows a $74.95 charge that's showing for a 1-year warranty.
Mm-mm. Okay, well, I'll be mailing those back to you, the earplugs.
You want to mail them back?
Yep.
Okay. Are you not using the product?
Nope, and I don't want them. I think this is a scam, and this is the second time this month. I haven't. It has not happened to me before, but it will never happen to me again.
Yes, ma'am, and I do want to aware you, ma'am, that I am an actual customer service agent that you are talking to. I don't actually work for that company, but I am a third party, so I do assist, you know.
I understand.
That's why it's kind of hard trying to read, you know, what it was that you purchased.
That's okay.
Well,
you know what? It has been declined by my bank.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to leave it at that. I'm going to let them figure out how they're going to get the money from me because I'm not paying for it.
I will be glad to
return the earplugs for $6.95, I think is what they were, right?
Okay.
Is that what you just told me?
Let's see. Yes, ma'am. Just let me see something. Bear with me 1 second. Let me reach out to
okay.
my supervisor, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, ma'am. Let's see. Okay, what I can do here, ma'am, is go ahead and get you canceled out here. And I could, let's see.
Don't tell me you're going to give me half price.
Let's
That's
see,
what
ma'am.
The others told me this morning. I just called them, too.
The others?
This is the third application that is, like, the earplugs were supposed to cost me shipping. That
mm-hmm.
was it. Not $74.95 for a 1 year, whatever it was. That was not part of the deal. And I don't even need the earplugs, so I would be happy to return them. They're still in the box.
Yes, ma'am. Let's see. Bear with me 1 second, okay? I'm trying to...
Okay.
Hello.
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am. And actually, ma'am, no, we don't try to, like, give money back due to the fact that we're not allowed to. But the reason why I was putting you on hold to speak with my supervisor, ma'am, is because I do understand, you know, like, how we're all kind of on a budget right now, even myself. So I was trying to get a refund because, you know, the protocol is no refund. But I was trying, you know, trying to tell her, you know, hardship and things of that nature. And she did offer me to give you 35% of it back, ma'am, of that $74.95.
And, you know, I'm not doing that. I've just declined the credit card charge. So you won't get it from my credit card.
Yes, ma'am, and I do understand that. So, like, would it help if I try to email her and push for 50?
No, I'm not paying anything. It was misrepresented. I don't want it at all, even for the $6.95. I don't.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Just
and I'm not angry at you. I'm angry at the whole system of having it set up that way. That's a sham on, and I'm sure I'm not going to be the last one to call you.
Yes, ma'am. Just give me 1 second. I'm about to try to see if I could go ahead and push that into a full. I would have to reach out further. Just give me 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Let's see.
I think my next best bet is go to the Better Business Bureau.
Yes, ma'am. Just give me
Your
1 second.
What,
I could.
The Easy Choice.
Could,
what? Easy Choice Market.
I'm not sure, ma'am. I'm third party. I don't work for no company.
I
don't really.
And I can understand that, and that's what makes it even more aggravating to me, because they've got you in the middle, so that you will be handling all the calls, but you don't have. There's no way you can resolve it because you are not the sender. You know, so I understand.
Yes, ma'am.
Totally
but I'm about to make sure that
you're about to get another job. I don't blame you.
No, ma'am. I was about to make sure that you get this refund. Just bear with me, okay? Let's see.
Or just deny the charges. I don't think I've paid you. I think it's been declined. But I just don't want to hear anything more about it.
Yes, ma'am. I do understand that.
Do you still show the charges there?
Let's see. It shows that, let's see. Hold on, ma'am. I'm actually, let me get off this other screen.
Okay.
And then, hold on just 1 second.
Don't you love computers? I work with them all day, too.
Let's see. Canceled.
Tell you how it started. You get this survey, and they tell you if you fill the survey out. This is, I think it was a pharmacy, like CVS.
The actual.
They will let you pick one of X number of prizes that they're going to give you free of charge. All you have to do is pay the shipping.
That's what you did to
it. It's turning out, yeah.
So you didn't go to a website and order?
No. Mm-mm. I just checked whatever was at the end of the survey, and you've picked out the one that you want, and you've given them your credit card number to pay the postage. You see, you were getting it free because you were kind enough to tell how you liked CVS's setup, and they were very kind, and you always charged stuff there, and you got your prescriptions, da-da-da-da-da, and it went on and on, but... And then they gave you, and I don't mind doing a survey on whatever the customer service or if they want to know what their customers are doing. But this is absolutely ridiculous. You know, from going to $6.95 for postage to $74, whatever it is, $95. Yeah. Hopefully nobody's going to be dumb enough to do that. I won't do it again. I can promise you that. And CVS is going to be on my way home this afternoon. I just don't envy you your job because that's, I don't know if you're going to get more or whether it's going to stop before it gets started, but it's ridiculous.
Yes, ma'am. Let's see.
The one this morning I have to tell you, too, was you paid for a 1-year guarantee on whatever. And is that what this one comes with? Is that where the 74 something comes in?
the 74. Hold on.
Okay. Sorry. I'm chattering on and you're trying to do something in the computer.
Okay, ma'am. What I was doing was reaching for that full refund. And it does show that it's pending. So I refreshed my screen to see, you know, did I get it to go through?
Right.
And it does show that it's pending. So what you have to do with that is give that 3 to 5 business days to reflect back into your account. And it does show that you were charged $74.95 on 11/8.
Right.
Mhm. And that's where their refund is coming from.
Okay. So they are going to refund that amount?
Mhm.
Okay. All right.
And your account is canceled as well, ma'am. And if you're ready,
okay,
I will provide you with the cancellation code, and that is just confirmation showing that you did call in on this day to cancel, ma'am.
Okay. That sounds great. I'm ready.
Okay. The cancellation code is going to be C as in Charlie.
Mhm.
D as in Delta.
D as in Delta.
Mhm.
Okay.
2-1.
Okay.
F as in Frank.
Mhm.
D as in Delta.
Uh-huh.
E as in Echo.
Okay.
B as in Bravo.
Okay.
7.
Okay.
E as in Echo.
Okay.
Let's see. 7.
Okay. Let me repeat it back so I can be sure I've got it right. It's
mm-hmm.
Charlie, David, 2-1, Frank, David, Edward, Baker, 7, Easy, 7.
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
Okay. And that is the cancellation number, did you say?
Yes, ma'am. That's the cancellation number. That now that refund,
mm-hmm.
you will know when it's on the way because they will send a confirmation titled refund confirmation to
okay.
The carolstuckey@gmail.com.
Okay. All right. That would be great. Okay. And what's the name of your group?
I actually work for a call center, ma'am, in Alabama. We don't even have a name.
You don't even. Bless you, my child. I don't envy you your job. Anyway, thank you so much for your help, and I'll wait for the confirmation to come in from them.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too, sweetie.
Mm-hmm.
Bye now.